From the KEIA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, hello, wind column. The Rangers get their first baseball playoff victory since 2011. We'll start with the saga of Dallas County District Attorney Susan Hawk. She's finishing her first full week on the job after a two-month hospital stay for major depressive disorder. Today, she told KERA's Rick Holter about the treatment she received at Houston's Mininger Clinic.
It was 9 weeks of 5 to 6 hours of groups and one-on-one psychotherapy. It's about as intense as it gets. Every single day. And they want you to have leisure time and have time for yourself. You can go to the gym. You got to eat 3 meals a day, get 8 hours of sleep, take care of yourself. These seems like basic things, but when you're in a deep state of depression, those things don't matter to you.
Hawk also talked about the turning point in her treatment.
My brother came to visit me, and I believe it was about the third week the time kind of run together. And I just said, let me go home. I just want to leave. They're going to kill myself at home or going to kill myself here. So let's just let me go home. And then a nurse talked to me, and I thought, okay, well, it's not going to do any good to go home. So he came and talked to me the next day, and he made me promise him that I would try. Just start going to the groups, go into my individual therapy sessions, and just start talking. I hadn't talked to anybody in a very long time.
During the interview with KERA, Hawk also talked about the stigma of mental illness, the lessons she learned, and the people she fired. You can hear the entire conversation tomorrow morning at 8:20 during Morning Edition. To Fort Worth now, where Kent Scribner officially starts his new job as school superintendent next week. Already, he's been spending a lot of time getting to know staff members and the community. Today, as KERA's Stella Chavez reports, he and Interim Superintendent Patricia Leonara spoke about what the district has accomplished and where it's headed.
The Fort Worth School District continues to grow, adding about 700 to 1,000 students each year. What's surprising is that many kids who've left are returning to the district. That's according to Interim Superintendent Patricia Linares, who spoke to a packed room at the Fort Worth Chamber's State of Education luncheon.
In fact, our Gold Seals programs and schools of choice have turned out to be quite the draw. Over the past 4 years, they have pulled in more than 1,000 students from private, charter, and out-of-district schools.
And just how are students doing? Linares cited accountability scores released this summer. 12 of the district's 143 campuses that needed improvement attained the state's MET standard rating. And all but one high school and one middle school campus also met the standard. She said not all elementary schools hit the state mark, but 99% of them are showing student progress.
Make no mistake, our students are achieving.
Still, there's a lot of work to do, says incoming Superintendent Kent Scribner. 3 out of 4 students in Fort Worth are economically disadvantaged, and many of them face other challenges.
The two-parent white picket fence household is not the norm for our students. So we need to provide them that stable environment, that safe place to go to school so that academic achievement can take off and continue on a positive trajectory.
Scribner drew comparisons to Phoenix, where he's led for 7 years. He said the business community there is dealing with a shortage of qualified workers in health, information technology, and STEM-related jobs. In response, he says, the district developed partnerships with the local university and business community.
If we do not invest in our students today, it's not a question of how we want our students to perform today. It's a question of what kind of Fort Worth do we want to live in a decade? What kind of Texas do we want to live in the decades to come? And I think investing today is good business.
Glenn Lewis, a local attorney, says he liked what he heard and feels the district is moving in the right direction. He does, however, have a concern. Students are so glued to their mobile devices that they've become deficient in other areas.
Some of them lack some communication skills, and like when I say that, I mean the ability to hold a conversation, an actual conversation, person to person, and the ability to write effectively.
That's one of the many tasks Scribner and his staff will have to tackle. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
We'll turn now to some drama a little farther north in Toronto.
First pitch drilled toward the right field corner. Bautista looking up. It's over his head. It's over the wall. A line drive home run for Rougned Odor. He brings electricity. He brings spark. and he gives the Rangers a two-run lead at 5-3.
That's Texas Rangers announcer Matt Hicks describing the final run in the Rangers' first playoff win in 4 years. Rougned Odor, who's just 21, roughed up Toronto's top pitcher, David Price, in game one of a best-of-five series. And don't be surprised if Rangers fans in the office take in early lunch tomorrow. Game two starts at 11:30 in the morning. You can follow KERA News on Twitter or like us on Facebook. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.